We know, obviously, we know through research and, quite frankly, common sense, that two top things on people's minds right now are what? Health and money. And even when we shared this with Pam's prospect the other night, he already said, it's health and money. He didn't even have to be told that. But in that survey that we've referred to that happened earlier in the year, large survey, lots of companies coming together to find out where people are after our two-year winter, the basic thing is that they want, yeah, it's health and money, but they don't know where to start. They thought over a two-year period of time with all that time on their hands that they'd, you know, work out at home, eat right at home, they had to cook from home, and that didn't happen, right? And so they didn't know where to start. And they needed easy, simple instructions, easy information to follow. So here's, you know, I just have a question for you guys, and just respond. Do you think this is true? Do you believe that health and money is at the top of people's minds?
Yes.
Who's picking up the pen?
Okay, I'll say this. Yes, I do. I believe that that is on top of people's mind, but I don't believe they can do something different to make it. That's where we have to put that belief in them.
Okay, that's great. Great. Anyone else?
This is Cindy, and yes, and especially, you know, as we get older ourselves, and we've had some conversations with a few of our classmates this last week. We had some events and just thinking, you guys, we couldn't wait to be 18, and now I'm 4.5 years away from 70. What the heck happened? And when you really say that out loud, when you think, oh my gosh, okay, I'm 4.5 years away from 70, you don't want to waste any time on stupid stuff. You want to make sure you're taking better care of yourself. And even when you talked about eating better, there are a lot of other people out there right now. You see it all over social media, this diet, that diet, this diet, that diet. And, you know, and not necessarily do you ever really see, hey, let me show you how to make an extra $250 a week or $500 a month. And, you know, but yet, you know, they all need it.
So that's a great, you know, they all need it. So here's a question. Do you ever have this feeling like, you know, I mean, let me ask you a second question. Do you guys really believe that Limitless can help people with health and money? Do you really believe that Limitless products, as Dr. Wiskel says, we make lifestyle change easy? On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you guys believe that? Just throw out your number.
10.
Okay, look at that. All 10s. Okay. So do you ever feel like there's this glass wall, this bulletproof glass between you and what you feel about Limitless and all those people that cross your paths every day? Do you ever feel like there's a glass wall, a barrier? Do you ever have that feeling? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think that glass barrier is made of? What do you think that barrier, what's building up that barrier that's making this bulletproof glass? Just throw out anything. I'll throw out fear. I think that's the number one.
Doubt and fear.
Fear, doubt. Doubt that what? Doubt in yourself, doubt in the products, doubt in...
Doubt that it really can't do anything that you say it's going to do. It really, seriously, if it does all of that, why can't I just go to my doctor and have my doctor give it to me?
So it's doubt on other people's parts. It's not doubt on your part. I'm talking about
doubt of getting
to those people. Okay, that's great. So, you know, what about action? Is there a fear of taking action? On your part?
I would say, you know, yeah, there's always that kind of fear, not necessarily taking action, but I definitely think a lot of people have fear of that. You know, what's, you know, the next step if I do that, what are they going to say? You know, people feel, and I think that if you feel like you're a 7, as Steve talks about, talking to an 8, 9, or 10, you know, if they say no to me, then what do they think of me every time they see me, kind of a thing, you know? Oh, I
so
don't want to talk
ask,
to her. She's just going to try to
I want
to,
because this is perfect, Liz, because I want to ask you something. If someone were to come to you and it was something to do with their hair, they didn't know how to take care of it, they didn't know how to cut it, they had a bad color, they had anything, what would your confidence level be of talking to them? What would your fear of rejection be at that point in time?
None, right?
Because you absolutely know for
a
fact.
I knew that they were an idiot and got their hair done by somebody dumb.
Okay, so isn't that interesting?
You paid half price for something, you know, you wanted a deal and you got a crappy hair done. And
exactly.
Full price, you got a good job.
Exactly. And so, but here's the interesting part. That's because that is what you do, that is who you are. Sometimes when we're trying to portray, we get a fear that what we're sharing with Limitless, we have to be an expert. We have to be a doctor. We have to be a scientist. We have to be a blah, 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 right? And sometimes we get that fear and we get that doubt. But what is it really that we want to share? What's really going to break down that glass? So I want to move on to that for just a second. I want you to keep that question in your mind. Have you guys ever seen a singer? Have you ever seen on TV? I've never seen it live, but I have seen where a singer's voice actually breaks a glass. Have you guys ever seen that?
Yeah.
On
right?
TV.
You see it all the time.
Okay, so what makes that happen? It's a vibration, right? Their vibration. Vibration is so powerful, guys. The law of vibration is this. Everything in the universe is always moving, and that's what they term the law of vibration. And the rate of that vibration or the speed of that movement, that's called frequency, okay? And even solid objects like your couch, you know, your couch actually is moving. If you look at the molecular, go right down to the atom structure, right, it's always, there's the atoms in a couch are always moving. There's always movement. It's just super, super slow. And so we don't see that movement. We feel it. When you try and go through a wall, that wall is moving. There's movement, but it feels hard to us because the vibration of a wall is so, you know, it's so slow. And the vibration of a piece of glass is slow, right? But everything in the universe has movement. And so our bodies vibrate naturally at a higher rate because we're moving our bodies and our cells in our bodies are moving. But so we have vibration and we have frequency. We're a high frequency. We're a higher frequency than a wall. But here's the next term that I really want to focus on today, and that is resonance, okay? Resonance is a phenomenon that occurs when the matching vibrations of another increases the amplitude of that vibe. So let me put that into terms of our glass. The glass frequency is slow, but when the resonance of a vibration matches the potential resonance of that piece of glass, then that glass will break, right? And so do you believe that Limitless can resonate with what people want? That's the question. Can Limitless resonate with what people want? Let me ask you a question now. Now, tell me that. On a scale of 1 to 10, does Limitless resonate with what people want for health and money, business? Can it resonate? On a scale of 1 to 10, what's your belief?
Yes. 10. The 10.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So can the Limitless vibe, does it have a vibe that can resonate and crack that glass wall? So that's the next question. Can you increase your resonation? Can you resonate with other people? That's the question. You know, and there are things you can do. There are things you can do to increase your resonance. Time Magazine put out an article just this week, and I loved the article. It said, "Forget physique." Let me see if I can find it. Forget physique. Mental health is the newest, hottest fitness goal. And what the article is saying is the reason people are working out now is mental survival. What it does for them mentally is more important to people than it is what's happening to their physique. And I happen to know that that's true in the Campbell household, right? In the Campbell household, Steve goes walking every day. He walked this morning, and he had to walk earlier because yesterday when he walked after the call, it was so bloody hot, he about melted. And even when he started this morning, it was already 80 degrees. He walks every day, not because he's trying to be Mr. Universe, which in my mind he is, so there you go, sweetheart, but because for his mental health, if he doesn't get out and do that walk, it's more important to his mental health even than his physique. And he feels better, he's losing weight, all those kind of things. But what drives him to get out there is the mental health. Same with me. If I don't get down and get my workout done, my mental health is completely different during the day. So who would have thought that in today's world that people are working out not because they want to look good or because they want to be healthier? Yes, they do. But the number one thing that gets them to the gym is their mental health. And so how do I make that a comparison to, you know, what you can do to break down that glass? Because one of the things we share with you guys often is you have to talk to people. That's what Andy said. You got to talk to people. Sometimes I don't feel like talking to people. And sometimes you are afraid to talk to people, which is the only thing that's going to resonate. How can you know if you're resonating with people if you aren't talking to them? How can you really know that Limitless resonates with people if you don't talk to them and get these products in their body? And the way you know whether you're resonating is to get those products in their body. And it might take some time, right? Liz has a fantastic story of a person who for years, great, great friends, for years, it just didn't resonate with them. But once they finally did and it got in their body, then it was like a sucking sound. And his wife just then came, who was probably the hardest person to break through the glass wall. And finally it resonated. And so you can't know what your resonation is without talking to people. I follow a website once in a while. It's called Tiny Buddha. And it's just got great, great motivational things. And it just has all kinds of things about mental health and your ability to, you know, your power of your thoughts. And, you know, right now they've made the notion that, you know, the workplace has changed, right? Once people had a chance to work from home, it's not like they wanted to, you know, buy outfits and have, you know, pay the gasoline to go get to the office. And so the workplace has had a big change. And even to the point where as we came through, or coming out of this two-year winter, you know, jobs are available and people aren't taking those jobs. They want to do something different. They want to have a different way of life. And it caused people to say people are reevaluating what's really important to them. And they, you know, on this website, they said, here's what we found are the most precious commodities in people's lives. And it is purpose, time, health, and relationships. Purpose, time, health, and relationships. Well, purpose, that's your why. What's driving you? What do you want to feel more than anything in this world, right? Well, we know a lot about why and purpose, right? That's we're always trying to help you guys understand the power of why and purpose. Time, right? Time is money. What are some of the things we ask people in our forming questions? You know, what are you doing for fun? Hey, do you have enough time with your family? Does your occupation take too much of your time away from your family? Do you have enough time to have recreation, right? What motivates you? Time, health, relationships. These are the kind of things that you can talk to people about to try and resonate with them. And so what are some of the things you can share to see if something resonates, right? Like we have some tools that can help you with that resonation. Maybe it's that one thing. Maybe that's the ultimate in trying to resonate. But we have other things that can resonate. We have other people's stories that can resonate with people. We can... We even have that little 90-second video that is the little girl changing her shoes. It has no words, but it's sometimes to go back and share that, find that Limitless Opportunity video. It's in the back office, and just see what resonates with people. That's all you're trying to do when you are trying to talk to people, you're trying to resonate. Now, your own personal vibe, right? That's what you need to work on, is your own personal vibe. That's what will break down the glass wall in order for you to go talk to people. But once you've broken down that glass wall, doesn't mean that people aren't walking around in glass bubbles. And you need to try and resonate to see if your resonation, if a Limitless's resonation, can break down that glass bubble and find out. Because there's millions and millions of people. We don't need millions and millions of people, right? Just like Pam and I discovered with that gentleman on Monday night. He's like, I don't need to find the world. A 773, do you guys know the number? How many people are on your team if you get the 773? How many distributors are on your team? Do you guys know the number? I do. Anyone know?
200 and something.
203. Good job. Good job. Yes. 203. 203 people that you resonate with get you $8,500 a month. That's crazy. That's crazy town. It is not what our industry. And so do you resonate with network marketing or do you resonate with referral marketing? Why is it that we're talking about referral marketing? Because referral marketing is real. Network marketing, maybe it's real in your mind, maybe it's real in their mind, but referral marketing, it's a fact. It's part of our lives. It's every day. Referral marketing. We've all talked about movies we've seen. We talk about restaurants. We talk about all kinds of things. Amazon. However you have to understand the power of referral marketing, get it in your brain. That vibe, that breaks glass. Network marketing might not break glass. If you fear that you're in network marketing, then you need to change your vibe. But if you are excited about referral marketing, grab onto that vibe. Start that frequency because that can resonate with other people. Your glass wall versus the glass bubble around millions of people, how are you going to change your resonation? Well, it's knowing your why. So here's my challenge for you guys today. I want you to spend time with your resonation. What resonates with you? What about Limitless resonates with you? What can you project with that resonation from your why? Spending time with the demonstrator. Maybe it's imagining that demonstrator and what that can really look like. Maybe it's imagining who are the list of people. What are the traits of those people? What will resonate with them? How can you resonate? How can you break their glass bubble? Maybe you're resonating with fear. You know, is fear a frequency that's going to push you through that glass wall, or is it going to take you further away? Anger, the news, someone's rejection, all the things that don't give you the right vibe. How do you resonate? And I want you to focus on resonation today, and let's come back with some ideas on how you think you can change your resonation and what resonates well and what you need help with, because your Limitless family is here. Let's talk about it tomorrow morning. Thanks, guys.